Hey, truth seekers, it's tax season. Mike Malloy here on the Progressive Voices Network. You're not getting the refund our treasonous leader promised you? Well, we have a money-saving offering to ease your pain. From now until tax day, April 15th, you can subscribe or renew your subscription to our new one-hour audio-video Malloycast for only $29 a year. Visit MikeMalloy.com to renew or subscribe. And thanks for keeping it lit. Everybody, welcome to this first so-called bonus show. It's not really a show. Bonus episode from us here at the Malloy Show, as promised, here at the Malloy Podcast. We don't have any format for this, so I'm not sure how it's going to go, or length of time. Some of these will be a lot shorter than others, but as this bonus idea progresses for our subscribers, we will probably be adding or detracting or whatever. So, this is the first one. And I thought what I would do today is a little bit of a review of some of the events over the past week, 10 days. I think the one thing that was probably the most horrifying in an immediate sense, global warming is horrifying, but we don't think about that. But the most horrifying in the immediate sense was the slaughter that occurred in New Zealand. I'm still having a hard time trying to process that, as I did when the little bastard, the little white supremacist bastard, Dylann Root, walked into a church in South Carolina, in Charleston, and murdered 9 people. There's something singularly sick about people who will go to a house of worship and start killing people. I think the main sickness part of it is the utter, absolute, complete cowardice of the filthy bastards who commit that kind of slaughter. They go someplace where they know they will get no resistance to their slaughter. They also know it will make headlines, which is what they seek. I will not mention that fucker's name ever, the one from New Zealand. And I need to stop mentioning the little condemned to death bastard Dylann Root, too. Because that's one of the things that motivates these white supremacists. Every one of them is a sick fuck, all the way down to the bottom of their feet. I mean, they're just, I wouldn't say soul. These are soulless people. These are in a very religious sense, these are demons who have been released on planet Earth. Not that I believe in religion, but that's the only comparable example I can come up with. They're demonic. But in New Zealand, immediately after the slaughter, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, as you know, came out and said, that's it. We are... We're not going to allow this to happen again. We are going to ban these kinds of weapons. They're not going to be available in New Zealand any longer, except for the military. And I said during the week that it would be great. I would love to live in a country where that kind of a statement can be made that quickly by the leader of a country. Now, the prime minister is going to have her problems where it concerns getting this legislation passed, in New Zealand, not like she would have if she were the leader of the United States. In the first place, this kind of legislation would never come up in this abattoir that we call the United States. It would never come up. There's not a single member of Congress on the Republican side, and very few, really, on the Democratic side, would have the courage to propose the kind of legislation that the Prime Minister of New Zealand is demanding from her parliament. The truth is, and I know a lot of Americans don't like to face this, but we have lost total control of our government. We common folk, we have nothing to say about it any longer, even to the point where so many of us are just removed from the voting rolls. Just get the fuck out of here. You're gone. Because of a misspelling or a middle initial on one form that's missing on another form. But the right-wingers have always wanted to maintain the facade of democracy, but reduce it to a point where it's more manageable, which is what these white devils in the United States, these Republicans, are doing. And they're being very successful at it. We had a situation here in Georgia with the governor's race last November. The woman who ran against the Secretary of State, it was a woman and a man running. The man was the Secretary of State. The woman was a former leader in the Georgia House of Representatives. She was the Democratic leader of the House. But she should have won. The bastard who was the Secretary of State who ran for governor, this is just astonishing that the people of Georgia have not waked up to this bullshit. The Secretary of State literally controls the number of people who are going to vote in any election. He determines, or she determines, let me use gender neutral, the Secretary of State determines who is eligible to vote and who isn't. And the Secretary of State does not have to give reasons why he or she decides that this person is not eligible to vote. It's remove their name from the voting rolls. And the people whose names are removed in any state, but here in Georgia, have no idea that their name has been removed until they go to vote. Isn't that fun? Talk about surprise. Hi, I'm here to get my ballot. What's your name? Mike Malloy. Oh, I'm sorry. You've been removed from... What? And if you stand there and argue with one of the poll workers, you're subject to arrest, creating a disturbance. Yada, yada, yada. So that's what happened here in Georgia. The woman who was running for governor would have beat the fuck out of Brian Kemp, who is now our governor. Brian Kemp is a typical Trumpite. He said for one of his first political ads, I'm a total supporter of Donald Trump, or some such shit. But the country that we live in, the United States, we have lost control. We have no say at all. Nothing. No, literally, no say in who the candidates are going to be, in who gets to vote, in what the outcome is going to be, and how those candidates who do get elected, how they're going to govern. We have no say in them in this at all. I just wonder how many Americans are aware of this. We still play the game. I still play the game. Every election day here in Georgia, I take my aging ass over to, now it's a Episcopal church, and I go in and I get my ballot and I cast my vote on these fucking Diebold machines, these electronic monsters. And even as I cast my vote, I know that the chance of my vote being counted, the vote that I just cast on this Diebold electronic machine, that the chance of my vote being being counted is maybe 50-50. If that, it's a joke. It's a fucking facade. And it was designed to wind up as a joke all the way back all the way back to the beginning, when it was determined that only white male landowners would vote. And then it was determined, well, just so we don't, 200 years from now, get some crazy fucker like a Donald Trump, let's put in the Electoral College bullshit. But they fuck up on that one, right? So we don't live in a democracy. I have to apologize. We had some work done in the studio, as you know. We had new carpeting put in. And the chemicals that waft up off of this new carpeting are toxic and deadly. And I'm sitting in here in a fucking closed booth trying to get through this. It won't be this bad next time, I promise. Woo! But we don't live in a democratic system. We haven't for some time now. I can't come up with a specific time, but we haven't for some time. Corporate America, capitalist America, runs everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those three social media platforms have become the determinant in how we perceive who we are, who our candidates for public office are, how we perceive issues that should be of critical importance to us, like, for example, vaccines, vaccinating children. Social media provides a platform for these rotten fucking parents who should have their children taken from them. Ooh, did I really say that? Yeah, I did. It gives them a platform to discuss their horseshit about vaccinations. What social media has done is opened the barn door for all these fucking crazies who have heretofore been stuffed in the rafters and up in the hayloft and down in the pig swill and over there where the horseshit collects. They've been kept away from normal discussion. Whether the discussion had a positive and or a negative or both, the nut fucks were kept away. And with good reason, because they're nut fucks, that's why. But social media, not only did it rip open the barn door, it tore the whole fucking barn down. And now these crazy bastards are all over the place. They're like, I don't know, like a bacteria that has spread. Or a virus, more like a virus that has spread. This sick bullshit. And this is what the governor or the prime minister of New Zealand has talked about. The fact that social media, this motherfucking killer who walked into the mosque was live streaming onto Facebook, live streaming his slaughter to make it look like a fucking video game. And how many sick sons of bitches instantly tuned into it? And how many sicker sons of bitches, after it was over, found the video and sat there staring at it? You sick motherfuckers, you. Whoever you are who did that. I mean, it's beyond my ability to comprehend. I can't get that. I cannot. That you would want to, these people who tracked down the video to watch people dying, men, women, and children, while they are fucking praying. That is staggering to me. I think religion is vile. I think it's a horrible enterprise. But it's a Christian religion that interferes here in the United States, that is dictating and manipulating and controlling. These were people who just went to Friday prayers. They just went to... to worship the same God as the Christians and the Jews worship. So there is a singular form of evil shared with people who go into a house of worship to commit mass murder. And I, you know, this is where my primal instincts come out. When I think about someone who would do that, someone who would go into a school, which is the second most vulnerable, house of worship, school, movie theater, a concert, people who attend these places all are vulnerable. They are there to relax, to enjoy, to participate. And then some miserable fucking demon comes in with an AR-15 and starts slaughtering them. My feeling about people who do that, every attempt should be made to capture them alive. And this is where my medieval, primal, Old Testament, whatever you want to call it, feelings of deep revenge come out. I have them. Everybody has them, I think. Unless you're some kind of an enlightened meditator and you've reached, what do you call it, the highest state of consciousness. I would say those people should be killed as slowly as possible, incrementally killed. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be saying that. You will begin to look at me as some kind of a freak, if you don't already. But the most exquisite form of death that is prolonged, I think of amputation, slow amputation, hands, elbow down, shoulder down, letting things heal, and then chopping off some more, toes, feet. Sorry. But that's how, now I'm not being literal, I don't think. Maybe I am. It feels like I'm being figurative, metaphorical. But some type of the most exquisite, painful horror that those people can be put through, the perpetrators, because of what they've done. The slaughter of 50 innocent people, and the wounding of 50, 60, 70 more. The anguish and despair and breastfeeding and garment rending that the survivors are going to go through now. And they will be required to place their faith in something that doesn't exist except in their heads. And you talk about a crisis of faith. If the gods of the Jews or the Christians or the Muslims or whomever it is, if the God of these people is such a fuck up that he allows a killer to come in and slaughter them, this is what Elie Wiesel talked about in the book Night. That the Jewish God must have been a fucking demon loose if he existed at all. And Wiesel said he doesn't exist. To allow God's chosen people to the tune of 6.5 million be butchered and slaughtered and destroyed. What the fuck? Elie Wiesel did regain his religion when he became an adult. I don't know how, but that's not for me to decide. The people who were slaughtered in New Zealand, how do their families and friends and spouses and children and parents, I mean, how do you recover from that? You went to Friday prayers. And a psychotic son of a bitch who never should have been born comes in and kills your mother, your father, your auntie, your grandma, your dad, your son, your niece, your nephew, you. So lawmakers now in the United States are putting pressure on social media companies here to take aggressive action against white supremacists in the wake of what happened in New Zealand. If you remember social media, I'm talking mostly about Mark Zuckerberg and his fucking invasion. You talk about an invasion of Facebook. And they now own Instagram, too, I guess. Who owns Twitter? I don't know. But critics note that these tech companies were successful in largely rooting out content promoting ISIS. But they question why the same efforts have not targeted the white doubles that are loose in America, because America now is exporting this. We're great exporters. Our drugs, I mean, we import a lot too, but we export drugs, we export movies, we export just tons and tons and tons of cultural bullshit. And we also export white terrorism, white supremacy. Oh, I know, there are other little cells of white supremacy that exist, South Africa, Middle Europe. Okay. But we're the ones who show the world how to handle our white supremacist attitudes. Go murder people who are worshiping. Go blow up a fucking federal building in Oklahoma City and kill 168 people, 27 of whom are children who are in a daycare center. We show the world how white supremacy initially presents itself. Slaughter, death, destruction, violence. And the rest of the world pays attention. I mean, what the fuck? It's America. And we have a president who continues to say that Muslims are America's enemy. 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 Invaders. Enemy. This fucking Trump is so sick and so fucked up. He has enemies all over. Women and children coming out of Central America, Central America, Mexico, they're not Muslim. They're Christian, just like he is. Shit. Muslims. Christians. Liberals. Congress. They're after him. They're going to get him. So this sick fuck is the leader of the United States. And he promotes hatred, white supremacy, Nazism. Now, I've said on the podcast many, many times, and I've said so many times, why is he still in office? And I almost said, I just don't understand. Yes, I do understand why. Because the Senate of the United States is under the firm fucking control of white supremacists. Neo-Nazis. Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. Take a look at Lindsey Graham cracker. There's a classic example. Take a look at all the committee chairs in the Senate who are from the part of the country that had its ass kicked up around its fucking head after 700,000 Americans were slaughtered in the Civil War. White, Christian, neo-Nazi, white supremacists are in control of the United States Senate and have been for some time. This is why there is not a fucking chance that any sort of gun safety laws would ever be passed in this country. Never, never, never. And it's also why a leader of this country, like the Prime Minister of New Zealand did, a leader of this country would never, under any circumstances, not ever suggest the same kind of controls that she suggested in that country 3 days after, 2 days after the slaughter. Because the leaders of this country don't have the fucking honor or morality or ethical perceptions to ever do something like that. This is what I mean. If you think you live in a democracy, if you think you have a government that responds to you, you don't. we have the illusion that we do. Gosh, we hold elections. Seems like there's an election going on every time you turn around. Hey, there's one. That's such horseshit. To be conned into believing that because there's an election for the U.S. House or the Senate or the presidency or the governor's race, that it's going to be a legitimate election. It isn't, it hasn't been, and it will not be for the foreseeable future. It will not be. Do you not get that? Surely to God you understand that. Or are you one of these starry-eyed hopefuls? Oh, I live in a free country. No, you don't. Okay, well, it's going to get better. No, it isn't. Not until the American people let the ruling class know that we've had enough. That we bring the machine to a halt. You know, the machine, where'd it go? There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part any longer. You can't even passively take part. You know, by saying, fuck it, I'll just go to a movie on election day. And you've got to put your bodies on the gears and on the wheels, on the levers, on all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free from all this bullshit that we are having pumped into our political veins, unless and until that time comes, the machine will be prevented from working at all. Yeah, Mario Savio, Sproul Hall, UC Berkeley, 1964, that was said. 1964. What is that, 55 years ago? 55 years ago, we were told, we were given a warning, an insight into what was happening. Didn't take, did it? The on Capitol Hill, Representative Betty Thompson, a Democrat, of course, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, last Tuesday, asked Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Microsoft to come and brief his panel on the efforts to remove violent terrorist content, including from what he called far-right domestic terrorists, like the New Zealand shooter. Benny Thompson wrote, quote, "Your companies tout your record in removing terrorism-related content," referring to the ISIS thing. "However, the public has largely been kept in the dark regarding metrics associated with other violent extremists, including far-right violent extremists," end quote. In order to get rid of the far-right, though, the pig Rush Limbaugh would have to be silenced, which he should have been 35 years ago. And all these fucked up conspiracy bullshit sites should be closed down. You know, free speech, my fucking ass. That's not free speech. That kind of speech carries one hell of a price with it. It's not free. It's paid for with blood. It's paid for with death and destruction. It's not free. Who the fuck says that Limbaugh, that Breitbart, that this little prick Hannity, that the rest of them are engaged in free speech? No, they're not. They're engaged in very expensive speech. And our society, our culture, and now the fucking world pays for it. We pay in blood what these cocksuckers put out there every fucking day. Every day. Am I angry? Well, you can tell by the language. I'm furious. Free speech, my ass. That's what these fascists do every single time. They hide behind the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Pick one, pick 10. And the first fucking thing they do is use that hidey hole not just to violate other people's rights, but to kill them, to kill them by the thousands. The sick, degenerate fuck in New Zealand who committed the mass murder. Posted a white supremacist manifesto. The ramblings of a fucking insane person, a demon, on Twitter and other social media outlets laying out his views on Muslims and immigrants, according to New Zealand police. This piece of human shit also uploaded a live video to Facebook during the attack, filming himself shooting dozens of worshipers at one of the mosques he targeted. Though fewer than 200 people tuned into the live stream itself, according to Facebook, the video went viral within minutes. Viral. Perfect word. This shit is a virus. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and other platforms scrambled to wipe the disturbing 17-minute live stream, but the video took on a life of its own. Users at one point were uploading and sharing clips as quickly as one per second. Hey, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm going to upload a video of people worshiping being butchered by one of our people. Mark Warner, Senator, Democrat, Virginia, the Vice Chair of the Senate Committee, Intelligence Committee, said in a statement, quote, social media platforms like Facebook and YouTube can be grossly misused, allowing radicalized extremists in all forms take advantage of their openness, their scale, and their reach. Mark had to add that bullshit in there like so many lefties do, or so many Democrats do, when he says, radicalized extremists in all forms. What the fuck are you talking about, Mark? What do you mean in all forms? When's the last time you saw a liberal Democrat decide to walk into a place of worship and execute people? That's the problem. This, well, on this hand you have this, and on this hand you have that, and they're both the same. Oh, Jesus Christ. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut. You notice these are all Democrats, don't you? The Republicans are gleeful. The Republicans in the Senate are just happy as pigs in shit. You know why? Because the slaughter in New Zealand meant that the weapons manufacturers in the United States would see their sales spike, which would be more money to go into the campaigns of the Republicans to get their filthy fucking Christian asses reelected. Whenever there's a mass slaughter like this, the Republicans just, they high five, they want to drink champagne. They want to say, yes, motherfuckers. You don't think so? Blumenthal offered an even sharper rebuke, accusing Facebook, YouTube, and other large tech companies of turning, quote, a blind eye to the hate and racism on their platforms for a decade. a blind eye. What the fuck does that mean? Does that mean they just ignored it? They knew this garbage was there and they just ignored it, right? See, I disagree with that. I think they knew it was there and promoted it. Promoted it in a passive way by allowing it to continue, knowing that they would suck in more and more and more viewers. And more eyeballs means more capitalist advertisers are going to go, oh, fuck, look at that. Look how many millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of participants they have. Quick, slap an ad up there. Let's sell some shit. We don't give a fuck what they're saying. Free speech, free speech. Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat from Connecticut, Senator, said, quote, we will be suffering the violent and divisive repercussions of big tech putting profits over people for years. Facebook and other platforms should be held accountable for not stopping horror, terror, and hatred at an immediate congressional hearing. Oh, Richard. It'll be like, here we go again. I mean, you know, several lawmakers in the House and Senate have called for hearings on how the tech companies deal with hatred and extremism on their platforms in the weeks since that massacre. So there may be some little fucking insignificant subcommittee will hold a hearing, and they'll trot in not the head of these social media platform companies. Oh, fuck no. Those companies will send some junior underling who will sit there and try to babble and bullshit his or her way through horseshit explanations, and the members of the Senate panel or the House panel questioning them will grandstand and make all kinds of fucking speeches, and then it'll be over, everybody goes home, and then the next fucking slaughter will occur. Christ. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, quote, we've seen the way social media has amplified hate and violence online, and I support the call for hearings in the Senate to look into this incredibly serious matter. You support the call for hearings. It's just mind-warping. Yesterday, I'm recording this on Sunday. Yesterday, Representative Ilhan Omar said in a speech that white supremacist attacks, like the one in New Zealand, are on the rise because of Trump's rhetoric, which is true. Speaking at a Muslim civil rights banquet in Woodland Hills, California, she said, quote, we all kind of knew that this was happening. But the reason I think that many of us knew that this was going to get worse is that we finally had a leader in the White House who publicly says Islam hates us, who fuels hate against Muslims, who thinks it's okay to speak out about a faith and a whole community in a way that is dehumanizing and vilifying, end quote. She added that Trump, quote, doesn't understand, or at least makes us want to think that he doesn't understand the consequences that his words might have. Some people like me know that he understands the consequences. He knows that there are people that he can influence to threaten our lives, to diminish our presence. And so it goes. All right. That's it for this special edition for our subscribers. I'll see you the next time I do this. I guess it'll be in about a week. I'll see you Monday for the regular Malloy podcast. Take care. Keep it lit.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to,